express my gratitude and the gratitude of the entire Jewish community. Our pride is being part of this chapel and one at the airport up north. I understand it's cold down here. The Jewish community is really a junior partner in all of this. We are the only participating faith group that does not have services on our Sabbath, Shabbat, here at the airport, or at the other airport, or at any airport. As many as some of you know, observant Jews do not travel on vehicles, planes, or cars, or bicycles on the Sabbath day. And so therefore an airport is really the least likely place that one would have Shabbat services. But the fact that this chapel, this prayer room, the one at O'Hare, exists as a haven for those who, as the Cardinal so eloquently put it, seek a moment of internal peace for what has become the daunting challenge of boarding an airplane. Or conversely, thank God when they get off the plane after a safe flight. Yisrael shalom bimro ma'akuya, Yisrael shalom aleinu b'yalko Yisrael. May God who makes peace in the highest heavens, may God make peace on earth. God, you have taught us through your prophet that the age of peace will be born to humankind on the wings of a silver bird, a silver eagle. Perhaps had the prophet lived in our days, it would be on the wings of an airplane. But yet we know also, most painfully during these past months, that airplanes in the hands of people with evil intentions can be used to bring down buildings and kill people. Therefore, we pray that with your help and your guidance, we who are your surrogates, your servants on earth, will learn to use the gift of flight as a vehicle for bringing all humankind together so that we can learn about one another, so that no man or woman need be a stranger to any other. And that in your time, and with our determination, this airport, all airports, will be the hub of a wheel that brings all peoples together in a world of peace. Amen.